From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show, the Rink Podcast with Ranger Proud. Post-game, Rangers defeat the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-1. Got an empty netter at the end. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify for the millennials. It was an excellent game by the Rangers tonight, man. An excellent bounce-back game after the disaster Sunday night versus the Bruins. But if you really look at it, since Thursday, you got 4 points. You took two wins out of three at home, especially two wins versus very good teams from the Atlantic Division. You had a stinker in the game versus the Bruins on Sunday, and unfortunately, things like that does happen, and that got out of hand. We'll talk about that. But this is a very nice bounce-back win tonight. I mean, if you look at it from a Capo standpoint, I thought he was everywhere on the ice tonight. He was fantastic. Gorkiev was excellent, especially in the third period. The defenseman, this is what I'm really noticing from this team, and we'll bring on RP. This is what I'm really noticing. The defensemen are really leading the charge. And it's not even Jacob Trouba as far as offensively. You're really getting it out of the Shea-Tony DeAngelo line, which Tony DeAngelo is reaping the dividends off scoring opportunities. And you saw even tonight with the assist to with Adam Fox for that third goal because he was beating the trailer off the glider shot. The defenseman with these rookies, man, has been phenomenal. Even Ryan Lindgren tonight had some great shots on goals tonight. So, I mean, the defenseman is really kind of leading the charge offensively in a way as far as quality shots on goal. And then all these other guys, like, welcome back, Philip Hedl. He should never have went to Hartford. I said this at the start of the season. And, you know, we talked with Ranger Proud about this, but hey, it is what it is. Because of the Zibanejad injury, Mark Stahl with a healthy scratch. For one game only, the moves look right versus an excellent team in the Lightning. The Lightning are still a very good team. So let's go. Ranger Proud, what's going on, man? How you doing? The Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud. RP, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good tonight, Steve. How's it going?
You sound good, dude. You got a good win. Got 2 points, man. I mean, think about it. Like I said, like since Thursday, you got 4 points. I know the Boston game. You lose out on 2 points, but you got two. You got 4 points basically from two of the top three teams in the Atlantic Division, and that's as bad as it was Sunday. That's not bad. Not bad.
No, winning will do that. Winning will do that. But now they. That's it. You got a little preview of what the future might look like. This is going to be a good team. You just got to, we keep saying just be a little patient with them. But you saw tonight when there's a lot of youth and energy and the kids do their job in all different areas of the ice, they get a good result. I mean, tonight's win was led by Kako, Hedl, Fox, Gorgiev making 29 saves, strong at the empty netter at the end there. But these are the players, the future Rangers are here now, finally. We've been talking about it so long. When you get a game like this against a really good Tampa Bay team, they still have some things to work on. But I tell you what, there was a lot of good things out of it. This was the exciting games that we were looking for. We were saying they're going to lose a lot of hockey games, so they're going to be competitive and play hard. And they really bounced back from the Boston game. And gave an excellent effort. They were all over the puck. They outshot Tampa Bay. I believe it was 42-20. So, something, a lot to be proud of. It's a really good game. And then it's 5-game homestand. And a lot of positives to take out of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of positives, man. We can start with Capo. I mean, I think that's the one guy that stood out to me tonight. When I look at Capo, as far as the criticism he's gotten from the press, the media, guys like you, and I'm just kidding, But as far as the fans, as far as the pressure being the number two overall pick and what happened to him in the games up until this point, he came out flying tonight, man. I mean, you saw him on the line with Lemieux and Howden. You saw him mixed up. Even Kucherov is chasing him all over the ice, which I thought was kind of fun. Him trying to skate away, get out of trouble. But at one point, he was doing a one-on-two thing. It was, looked like he was out of sync with the offense. But as the game went on, man, he started even after the penalty with the slashing penalty in the first period, later in the first period, he really got it going, man. Attacking the net, he was flying out there, man. Even on the power play, sitting through the middle, I mean, he shot through the middle of the power play as soon as he came out of the box. I thought he was phenomenal in the second period going forward. And then even on the next power play attempt, he got that goal to tie it up at one, man. Talk to me about Cap'n Cackle, man.
Yeah, you know something? It's only 9 games into his career. I think he's been getting a lot of criticism, as a lot of guys have. I mean, it's just the truth. It's, you know, people just expected too much too quickly from him, and he's not there yet. He's going to get so much better. But these are the growing pains. There's so much to learn coming to North America, living in this country. It's not just on the ice. And like it or not, what happens off the ice affects your life too on the ice and vice versa. So I think there's been a lot of unjust criticism of him. I mean, tonight you got to see, you know, 5 shots on goal. He took a penalty. He scored a goal. I think it's a great springboard. Now they're going to go on the road a little bit. And I thought he played really well tonight. He looked good. He got some power play time. He looked great on the even strength. I like the line that he was with. And, you know, something, he's going to keep growing. He's going to keep getting better. But tonight you saw the confidence that we haven't seen in the last couple of games. Like you said, he wasn't scared to drive to the net with the puck. He, you know, the power play goal, he was just shooting and he was shooting and he was driving to the net. And he was making those passes. What I liked about it is he skated really well without the puck tonight. Tonight he looked like he knew what he wanted to do when he didn't have the puck, which is another thing that he's going to learn as he's going, you know? And I also think that just having a lot of kids on the team and everyone's a little bit in the same boat as he is, though most of the guys have played in North America and all, but they're all still young. They're all still learning. It's not just him. So I give him credit. He absolutely stepped up tonight. You know, we can talk about Hedo next, who, like you said, probably should have been sent down. But I think being sent down gave him the confidence that maybe they were looking for. You want to know something? He had 7 points in 9 games in Hartford. He didn't go down with a chip on his shoulder. He went down. He knew his goal was to come back up. And, yes, the injury to Zibanejad helped that happen or facilitate a little bit faster. But he was going to get recalled up sooner than later. Let's be realistic about it. So he came up today. Mm-hmm. He played a good game. He was around the net a lot. He was around the puck a lot. You heard his name mentioned a ton of times on the national broadcast, which is one way to know when a player is really, you know, involved in a game. That deflection, that might have been like a little cheap deflection that he scored, is because he was driving to the net without the puck. You want to know, and that's what you want. You should never have made a great pass, got the puck to where he could deflect it, and it went in, and it's all from the effort. Because if he's not skating, sprinting, to the net, that play doesn't even happen. So there was a lot to it than just the goal, and I love seeing it. It was great to see him score. He was happy, and I thought he played a great first game of the season in the NHL. You know, these other guys have had 8 games under their belt up with here, so it took him, you know, a period to get a little bit comfortable and so forth, but, you know, he did his job. I guess then, I mean, you could talk about all the kids tonight, Steve, so just – cut me off, and I thought Lindgren, the other call-up, had a really good game tonight. Played almost 16 minutes of hockey. He was involved earlier. He got hit with that cheap shot. I forgot who it was. I don't know if it was Maroon or someone else.
Yeah.
He took that on the boards, and Hedo got into it. Howden got into it. Lemieux was chasing him. You know something? That one play was indicative of what Quinn was questioning from Boston. When the guys weren't stepping up, they weren't playing that aggressive, tough game that goes along with playing a regular finesse hockey game. And tonight, you saw a lot of the players responding to the coach calling them out from the last game. And you got to give Quinn a little bit of credit. He's been getting a lot of criticism. But he went out and said what was on his mind, said what was pissing him off about the team, and there's nothing wrong with that. He wasn't calling individual players out. He wasn't saying it was Buchnevich or Kreider or this one or that one. He just said, as a team, they weren't doing A, B, and C. And then Munkus said the same thing, more or less. And he didn't do it by calling players out. He still kept it as the team isn't doing A, B, or C. And then tonight, you saw what they can do when they play as a team, when they play hard, and when they back each other up. So sometimes that's another thing that the kids can bring. Because you got a guy like Lemieux out there who goes, no one's going to hit Lindgren 30 his first game up. That's just not going to be tolerated. And that's what you expect out of a guy like Lemieux. And Howden stood up for his guys a lot tonight too, which is something we hadn't seen. So I was impressed with the overall win and the effort the whole team laid out.
There is a lot you said that I want to go one by one. And the operative word you said, and it rings true, and I totally agree. And you could take it back to the Sabre game last Thursday. The operative word you said, and you said it twice, it's the E word. It's the word effort. You got effort tonight. You got effort in the Buffalo game. You did not get effort in the Boston game. That's the main difference what I see between these three games. If you bring the effort, you have a chance to win. And when they brought the effort, they dominated the Buffalo Sabres. And in a sense, I thought they kind of dominated it tonight. Even the game was 1-1. You know, even when Tampa Bay went up 1-0 because of a sloppy line change, and they snake bit them. They caught them off guard, and Palat was really heads up with it and found Kucherov. And they let
you
really
can't make those mistakes.
They made up for that. Yeah, you're right.
They did.
I totally agree. But the
effort. They get the heads up after that.
Right. Throughout the game, except for that one part.
Yeah.
You know, that one minor slip up. That kept them in the game. And that's the effort. See, that's. I have a lot to say. Let me go one point by one point. Because you said about Ryan Lindgren. Excellent game tonight, man. I mean, like I said, like all these guys, they all had good games tonight. I thought his opportunities, his shots on goal opportunities was great tonight. Vasilevskiy was on. I mean, he was just on meals all night.
He was awesome tonight.
The Rangers said,
he was great tonight.
He was awesome as well. Got to give him credit, you know. But the Rangers set the tone, the moment of the start of the first period. But like you said, with the spill on the boards, the Rangers didn't quit. Matter of fact, Rangers getting in the fights and the first fight of the game, just showing toughness, man. That really set the tone. It was like a lot of microcosms of little events in the game of fighting and being tough and we're not going to be punked. Like things like that is what I saw out of this game. And it was just a whole grand scheme of things, the karma of this whole entire game. And like you said, as far as Filipino and being you discussed this, and I said he should never went to Hartford. And but see, I don't know if you're the one who shares and let everybody know why or what the team thinks, and I can't speak on it because I'm not at practice because I don't see it. But this is something about sports, RP, and it goes to any sport, regardless of sport. And I know the coaches are going to want to see effort in practice, but this is my theory, RP. There's some players, regardless of the sport, it could be any sport, they're just better in game than in practice. Now, I don't know what he wasn't doing in practice or whatever. I get it. But we watched him in some of these games last year. Guy brings it. And you would think that progression was going to continue in games. And he just right off Hartford, and I guess, he didn't go up with a pout on his face or nothing. He came in and played tonight, man. This is what he does, man. He flashes, man. He's a streak out there, and he's perfect for the combination of fours that we could bring, man. And that's why I was never too big on him going to Hartford, but because of his advantage that injury, and he had to bring him back down sooner than later, like you said. He brings it, man. This is what we need. We need effort. We have young talent on this team, and if they bring the effort, we could play with a lot of teams in this league. And obviously, we played with two of the best teams in the Atlantic Division and won. And we didn't beat the other team, but that because the effort wasn't there. It just simply wasn't. That's how I see it.
No, I agree. Whatever the coaching staff or the coach, whatever the reason they sent Hill down, Quinn said it was either yesterday or today that if he played the way he played at Hartford here, that he was staying here for a while. He didn't see the recall of Hedl as a stopover until Zibanejad comes back, you know, providing Hedl plays to the level that they're looking for him to play. I think for at least one game, he got that more than out of Hedl. He got that out of a lot of guys. So it's definitely a stepping stone. It gives the coaching staff and maybe the players themselves the confidence that they can play to this level.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they do have to cut down on the high scoring chances because there were way too many high quality scoring chances against Gorgiev. And with that, though, before everyone starts going crazy, with that, you're going to have that with three rookie blue liners. You know, Hayek, Lindgren now, and Fox, they're learning on the job. So let's understand, it's great to have all these rookies in the lineup, and it's what we want, because if you're going to start to get to that next level, you've got to get them playing now. So it's absolutely what you want. But on the flip side to it, you're going to see a lot higher scoring chances, which means Gorgiev and Lundqvist are going to have to be playing on their A game even more for a while now. Because no matter what you do, and you might see Stahl sitting out some more games, because now the problem is, how do you take these guys out of the lineup? It's only one win. But I'm one of those believers that if you get a win with this lineup, well, that's the same lineup for the next game, bearing an injury or something really unforeseen. Unless the coach saw something defensively where he's turning around saying, well, you know, that guy played so bad, I think I got to take him out of game. But to be honest with you, I don't think he saw that. And I'm looking at time on ice. You know, Lindgren played 15 minutes and Fox played 16 minutes. They were a pair. Shea and D'Angelo both played 18:59 and 18:56. And they were a pair. And Trouba and Hayek, Trouba had 22 minutes and Hayek had almost 22 minutes, 21 and change. So just looking at the way they all played, I don't see him changing the defense next game. You know, you didn't have that one defender that had 9 minutes and the other guys had a lot of minutes. So I think at this point, but now to the flip side to that is you're going to have some growing pains with these guys. You're going to have some growing pains with these guys. And it's just something you're going to have to accept a little bit, rely on your goaltending and rely on your veterans. But I think it's great that they're in the lineup. I really do.
I agree.
If you're going to do it, then do it already. And I'm not knocking Stahl because, Steve, you know I'm a huge Mark Stahl fan. And I don't think he has played that poorly. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think that he has. And I don't know if the coaching staff thought that he had. I just thought it was time when he was getting a lot of minutes. He wasn't really – I mean, it looked like Quinn was really relying on him. I just think it came down to the point where he wanted Lindgren in the lineup tonight, and who would you sit? And Stahl was the most logical guy. So the decision really isn't the issue. It's about how do you balance. He may have to start wondering about how am I going to rotate seven defensemen a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know everybody's not going to play solid every time, so it's going to work out. But I really like the way to defend. I have to say, out of the nine games, probably the best unit of six defensemen have played was tonight, without a doubt.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. They were free out there. They worked together as far as against the rushes tonight. Prime example, led by the Shea line with the Shea defense pairing with Tony D'Angelo.
Uh-huh.
Just communication of, like say, like Palat was trying to split in the middle. I mean, they're in sync pretty much the whole night. And like I said, like we talked about Shea the last several podcasts, but Shea quietly the last couple of games, the Sabre game in particular, even some of that in the Boston game, it didn't work out as a team, you know, with a team effort. But tonight it really showed that he opens up a lot of things for Tony D'Angelo. And I think that's a good thing. Now, we talk about, okay, defensemen scoring, that, you know, in today's NHL analytics, score needs to be up, whatever, so what? Yeah, but our issue was, well, everybody else on the other lines, you know, outside of when Zibanejad was healthy, Panarin, everybody else has to step up. If you get your primary scoring out of your defenseman, that's not necessarily a good thing. But this is actually working out good in our favor because it's forcing all these other forwards to step up their game, especially on the forecheck. So you see Kreider flying around. Now, Kreider had some great opportunities, and he did excellent as far as patience, shots on goal, and guys following up like Adam Fox to score in an insurance goal. I mean, little things like that is really pairing off, and I think the defensemen tonight, the young guys, are opening it up offensively for everybody else as well. It's a give and take. Like, the forwards are operating off of the defensemen, and the defensemen are operating off the forwards, and then the defensemen are, at the same time, are getting back on most of these plays, except for that sloppy line change. And then on the penalty kill, they were excellent tonight, and Gorkyov was excellent in that tonight. I mean, it was just a total team effort tonight. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was other guys I wanted to talk about. Damn, who was it? Brandon Lemieux was excellent tonight. I thought he had a couple of good shots on goal. Him and Kreider was excellent in the beginning part of that second period. I just thought Vasilevskiy made some great saves. I mean, there's, like you said, you could only ask for the opportunity to see where it goes, and eventually they're gonna crack. And I thought we did well as far as opportunities. And there's some things that, you know, you really wish we could have, like the strong shot. I don't know if you remember, I think it was on the power play. He missed a wide open shot. It went through the in front of the crease, through the crease. I don't know if you remember that opportunity. And then there was a shot Brendan Smith had high up over the net. I thought he could have really made great opportunities as far as scoring the goal tonight. But you know what? As much as Brendan Smith has been getting killed, there was one play when he came out of the penalty box that set up the one goal from Kafka on the power play after the 5-on-3. I thought Brendan Smith played hell. He had played some good defense in the neutral zone, man. And he know he does his usual block shots, and sometimes he has some blunders as far as misplays on the puck. But tonight he was excellent, man. I got to give credit where credit is due, man. I thought Smith had a good game, and he set up our guys to finish plays, man. He set up guys to finish plays.
You know,
I mean, that's what we're asking guys to finish plays.
And that's what we've been waiting for. So, I mean, tonight was definitely a Lemieux's better game. I mean, you have to talk about Kreider. I thought Kreider had a great game today. He had plenty of shots on goal.
Did.
He was flying on the ice. These are the roller coaster games you and I have talked about for how long now? Now he's on the up again.
Mm-hmm.
He skated. He threw the body. He had some great, great shots on goal. On Fox's goal, it was a rebound off of a Kreider shot that was a wicked shot that Tampa Bay's goalie made the save on. But put the rebound right on Fox's stick. And that was a total result of a hard, strong shot. He had a couple of them. He hit the post in the second, a huge shot. And his follow-through was incredible. He was putting everything into his shots tonight. I really thought it was his best game of the season. Buchnevich, too. You heard his name mentioned a lot.
Yeah.
He got the assist on Hito's goal. It was a team effort up and down the line.
Absolutely.
Granted, the fourth line didn't get a lot of playing time, but that's how it's going to be on this team. I've sort of already accepted that's just how it's going to be. And, you know, hopefully as the season goes on, guys like Anderson will get more of an opportunity and get more minutes. But right now, this is, for whatever reason, this is how Quinn's going to play it. So everyone's got to sort of chill out with it because this is how it's going to be. And it's the truth because, you know, overall, Rangers Twitter got what they wanted tonight. They got Stahl out of the lineup. They got another young defenseman in the lineup, and they got Hedl centering. It was the third line, granted, but it was centering. So everyone's got to,
right.
You know, I'm getting a little tired. Let's talk about time on ice and this and that. Everybody's contributing on the team one way or another. I thought Anderson had a solid game. Granted, he didn't play a lot of minutes, but when he was out there, they didn't do much against us. And that's a start. Guys like Howden and Strome are going to have their ups and downs, and Anderson eventually will get his chance to move up. But it's time for everybody to step away from that dilemma and just focus on what the kind of game that we saw tonight.
So if I ask you a question, this would have been on last week's podcast. I should have asked you, we destroyed Buffalo, get smoked by Boston, but handle Tampa Bay. You would sign up for that, right? If I had asked you that last Tuesday.
Yeah, Boston was one win from the Stanley Cup last year. They are an incredible hockey team. They didn't just dominate. Mm-hmm. They physically beat us up, which is a whole another thing the Rangers will have to address eventually. It wasn't just a beating from skill. They were just sitting, and that came down to the effort. They were throwing the body. They played a complete hockey game, and they lost. Sometimes, yeah, the effort was poor, but I don't think it would have mattered. Boston played that well of a complete hockey game. Well, so, yeah, I'll take those four out of the six possible points. Two out of three now. That's how you start getting better. Start winning two out of three.
And you're not doing against. You're not doing against bottom feeders. It was not even against bottom feeders.
No,
not at all.
You did against a Buffalo team that had eight wins, a Tampa Bay team tonight that had five wins with Stamkos and Kucherov out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're playing. It's absolutely something the team should be building on. Without a doubt, this wasn't beating up on Ottawa. It wasn't beating up on a team that's, you know, missing goaltending and all. This was their A team, both games out of the three, and I think they should really, hopefully, will grow from it. I really like how the team responded to Quinn, and maybe the bullcrap we're reading about them firing Quinn and moving him and doing all of this has got to go, because it's nine games.
That's just being nine.
These people are out of their minds. It's just not.
That's
just
being a New York,
you know,
man.
Yeah. Once you traded for Panarin and Trouba to many, many people, the rebuild was over. It's not even close to being over.
Because
part of the rebuild is the players developing. Just because you got the guys doesn't mean they're ready to go. That's what you're saying. Right? So you got Tittle and you got Fox. They're in a lineup. Okay, play like a five-year veteran. It's still a learning process. There's still the experience that these guys got to learn. So it's still there. If there wasn't a rebuild, you wouldn't have these games when a play is like the Boston game, when there was no effort. You can't have that in the NHL. You said that. We know that. So there's more to it. That's where the rebuild is still going. There's so much more going on. There's so much more that has to be done. It's only nine games. You can't end last season saying we're in a rebuild and nine games into the season saying it's over. It just doesn't happen that way. It just doesn't happen that way.
I'm going to hold off on that part because we could have a separate episode on that alone. A lot of fans have their own interpretation of a rebuild. I don't want to go down that road that night because we kind of spent like a lot of that on the off season just talking about, you know, are we ready to compete? You know, so here's the bigger question for me, more than rebuild, is to you and then to Quinn. How can Quinn get this type of effort every game? That's why I want to know. Like, how do you bring that game to game? Okay, you could bring the effort game to game and still lose. But how do you bring this effort game to game? Like, you didn't see it in the Boston game. You know, even when the Rangers were up 1-0, it felt like, even me being there, it felt like we were losing because the effort wasn't there. And then as soon as the second period started, it just went downhill. It was one of the worst periods of the year. No, it was the worst period of the year. But it was against them, but I don't want to make excuses. Maybe because it was a combination of Zibanejad leaving the game. I don't know. I mean, sometimes you don't game plan for it properly. You get, you know, you have a good night's sleep to reset, and okay, now you're not going to the game with what you got. Now I got to bring my A game on the fly. Maybe they weren't prepared. It is what it is. So the question is to you, RP, or the Quinn, or to the Rangers brass. How do you bring this effort like you did in the Sabre game and in the Lightning game going forward? That's my question.
Well, I don't know how much the coach is able to do on that. The players are going to have to be the ones going out there and playing every night.
Mm-hmm.
I think steady line combinations is going to help them because they'll start to get more comfortable to one another. I think solid goaltending helps. Of course, winning helps, but you're not so much worried. I don't want to say not worried about winning. You want to be able to compete. The Boston game, they didn't compete. Buffalo, and today we did, and there were your results. So I think it's kind of all relative to one another. But I don't know if Quinn can just constantly get these guys motivated every game. You're 9 games into the season. They had seven players that were 21 years old or younger. How much motivation these kids need to be playing in the NHL? That's the motivation right there. And if you're a Kreider or a Buchnevich or a Strom, you're a professional hockey player. This is your job. You know, we're not talking about you're eliminated from the playoffs and you know, the season's winding down and you just want to go home and get away. You just started. You shouldn't need that much motivation. I think the Boston game was a lot of things that contributed to a shitty hockey game. And you're going to see plenty more down games as we are up games. It's going to be one of those kind of seasons. But you want to, every night, you want to know that the guys are out there breaking their asses trying to score and trying to play the game the right way. Because every game they play, it's just another one in their pocket for the experience level, and that's what you need. So I thought I was happy with tonight's game because you got to see everybody, maybe with the exception of K'Andre Miller and, of course, Kravtsov, that we've been talking about for the last 2 seasons on the ice tonight. And I think that was just awesome to watch. You know, you had Gorgiev and Nett, you had Fox and Lindgren, and you had, for tonight, Brady Shea was really stepping it up. Howden looked good. Anderson was out there. I mean, you had a lot going on. Hedl, there was a lot going on out there. A lot of speed, a lot of hitting, a lot of, you know, sometimes you got to like that attitude, I don't give a shit, I'm going to go in there and start a fight or hit somebody. That's what you need. It's not, you can't always go by the book. Sometimes you got to play with your heart a little bit. And you saw a lot of that tonight. That them standing up for each other is probably the most important thing they learned in tonight's game, more than the win. Every time there was a scuffle, these guys were standing up for each other. And they weren't taking dumb penalties doing it. You know, it wasn't like every time it was done, we were shorthanded.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's important, too, because you don't want to give Tampa Bay too many power plays. So they did it in a smart way, but they let the Lightning know that you're not going to screw around with my guys tonight. That, to me, was might have been more crucial than the win. Because that was goes directly back to what the coach said about playing tough. And if you don't understand that, to sometimes you got to figure a way not to get stopped. That's what he was saying. And that meant not just scoring goals. I'm trying to get the puck on defense, and I got to figure out a way that you can't get the puck. And he didn't think they were strong there. And now, tonight, it was a total reverse of it, which was great. That's one of the, to me, was the one of the bigger positives to take out of the game tonight. That those guys, you know,
that
it means a lot. You want to see a team start to build when they start having each other's back. That's when they start to be a team.
That was the importance of the fight. That was the importance of the fight in the beginning. That's exactly what that was about.
Without a doubt.
And he took him down, too. The bigger guy. He took the bigger guy down, too.
He actually knocked him out. It looked like he wound up with a concussion because they took him out of the box, and then unfortunately, Fame got a concussion because he never came back. They said he was called in for concussion protocol, and then he never went back.
You know, I felt, you know, also in this game, you know, we always see, you know, the former Rangers like Ryan McDonagh, and, you know, I'm pretty sure Kevin Shattenkirk, him being bought out, he wanted to actually have some sort of impact on this game and really do very well. I don't know if he expected to play a lot of minutes like he did because of Hedman, who I think he would left the game early as well, Victor Hedman for the Lightning.
He did in the first period.
But, right. But as far as defense, I thought, you know, they caught a couple breaks, but that's part of the sport. So sometimes it goes your way, and sometimes it don't. But tonight it did, as far as shots on the post, stuff like that. But the defense in general was just excellent. I mean, that's – you talk about – we talk about effort, but it, off offensively, execution has to be there, and that's where you came in with Buchnevich, you know, with the passes to Hedo to set up the score, or Kreider to Fox, things like that. The execution has to be on point, too, because I thought the Boston game, although the effort was terrible, execution was probably even worse. And I think that's what I cringe when I watch the power play in the stands, RP. I cringe when I watch the power play. It just, I'd rather just get up and just turn around and not look at the power play setup. It was so bad versus the Bruins. Where tonight, where they just kind of went out and skate and just played freely and did, just played with the effort, and the execution came because of the effort. That's what, and I think that's a formula that could work with this roster this year. And you have a good point as far as, you know, the coach could do only so much. You know, you got to have the right players in there, too, man, to execute. So, and bring that effort. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have a game, today, the next game Saturday. So, and then you have a game on Monday back at home. So, you know, let's see what we could go with this. You know, I mean, I don't want to say this an anomaly, but, I'm really big on the Bruins because I don't like Boston teams, but I got to call it for how I see it. That's the best team in the sport right now. And if you don't go in there with the effort, that's what happens to you on a bad night. But you could always move on and move forward with the guys you got, like you said, with Fox, Hayek, and then Shea. The defenseman, to me, has been really leading the charge. And then if you really want to look at it like that, Trouba hasn't really gotten involved with those guys to the degree. It could even get better.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Gorgiev was phenomenal tonight, man. The saves, I thought he saw the puck clearly tonight. I don't think he saw a lot of screens, so that kind of helped too. But, I mean, he saw the shots from the points, and he did very, very well. He made the saves he needed to make tonight. He especially a couple of kick saves here and there. Very good in that tonight, man. It was good to have his play. I think we covered it all, man, as far as all the other guys coming up and then the defensemen and really, really making an impact on this team, man. Any additional or final thoughts for you, Ranger? Probably we get the next episode next Tuesday, so we'll talk about after what happens versus the Predators and the Senators the next two games. Anything else you'd like to add? If you want to say anything to Rangers Twitter, any articles you got coming down the pipe?
No, I know something. I just enjoyed the hockey game. I got to tell you, it was great to see what we hope is going to be Ranger players for many years to come. It's great to see that young, energetic. They were all flying on the ice. It's just something the team hasn't seen in a while. And it's not to knock anyone else, but it's what you expect when you have, you know, seven guys 21 years or younger playing in an NHL game at Madison Square Garden. It was great to watch. You know, Kako's going to be coming on strong. Fox has been playing great. Heis is playing great. It's been a real surprise. He's playing very, very well. So, you know, just take it game by game. That's what I'm doing.
I agree with that, man. Game by game. I guess that will conclude this episode. We got a win, man. A nice, beautiful win on a Tuesday night, man. Versus a very good team, too. The Lightning is still a good team. I thought the defense tonight on Stamkos was excellent tonight, too, man. I know Stamkos does what he does this season. They did excellent defense on him. Killorn, Tyler Johnson, those guys. Those guys usually burn us over the years. Those particular Lightning guys, and Kucherov too. Kucherov got his goal, but those guys I mentioned, Stamkos, Tyler Johnson, Killorn, Palat, Yanni Gord, those guys usually torch us. And tonight we kind of stepped up. It felt good to beat the Lightning for a change. It felt like it felt like they had our number.
No, they had our number.
The last couple of seasons. So it feels good to get a win against them. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it is
absolutely
who it is. It's not like it ain't like it was the Red Wings or, I don't know, the Senators. You know, I mean, it's the Lightning, a team that's been in our championship, you know, the last regime. They were in our way Stanley Cup-wise, you know. But, you know, a lot of that core is still there. So, but regardless of the, you know, good win, man, solid win. Oh, yeah, Braden Point, guys like that too. So, all right, man, the Ring Podcast for Ranger Proud. Of course, Ranger Proud, you can find the articles Elite Sports New York. And, of course, Ranger Proud on Facebook. That page is fire right now. That page is on fire. And Ranger Proud on Twitter as well. Our people talk next Tuesday, man. Good win. We'll have two more games to discuss next Tuesday with the Predators and the Senators, man. Let's see where this goes, man. Maybe we get four more points by the time we talk next Tuesday.
That'd be great.
All right, Sandre Asu, ladies and gentlemen, bleep.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.